Good afternoon, I'm Zoe, hanging out in our Charlottesville Air studio for another WNRN in-studio session. Our guest today is Tristan. Tristan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tristan is playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Doors are at 7:30. The show starts at 8 p.m. The new album is Unpopular Music. We'll dig into the record, but first, we'd love it if you kick things off with a song. What are you going to start off with?
This song is called Hey La.
One, two, three, go.
A glutton for pain. She wants to feel so deep. She'll never talk about it with you, 'cause she'd want the truth. Gray rock,
gray rock,
gray rock. Your priorities were straight. Don't worry, you were doing just fine, and your music is great. Too true,
too true,
too true,
too true.
Hey La, I'm talking to you. Too true,
too true,
too true,
too true.
Hey La, I'm talking to you.
Tristan, live on WNRN, ahead of her show tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. The new album is called Unpopular Music, and like the album name says, you've said that you like listening to unpopular music. What kind of artists would you say fall under that category, and what influence do they have on your music?
Well, I would say that there's a lot of bands that were unpopular in their time, you know, the Velvet Underground, Chris Spedding, just to name two, but also living in Nashville, being surrounded by a ton of amazing musicians, and just kind of putting a spin on, I guess I feel sort of like, I have a joke, if I meet a songwriter who's really great, I'll say, wow, you're really amazing. It's going to be really hard for you. And so I guess just sort of being surrounded by a ton of amazing artists in that town, and just realizing that the culture is not necessarily a meritocracy. However, music is forces you, being an artist, you're constantly forced to enjoy the process and find meaning in the process. And so some of the best music is made by people who are completely undiscovered their whole careers and niche by nature. That's all.
And so are there any artists that you've gotten to collaborate with within that sphere that really stick out to you?
Actually, just had an amazing songwriter play with us in Nashville. Her name's Ziona Riley, and she's writing some incredible music. She's a solo performer. She's an incredible guitarist. And she's like our little treasure there in Nashville. But there's just an unbelievable amount of people. Yeah.
And so along the lines of writing music, I saw that in addition to writing music, you also write poetry and read poetry. How would you say the creative process differs between the two, if at all? And does poetry sort of have an impact on your lyricism as a whole?
I think I'm definitely appreciative of poetry. I feel that poetry is even more niche than music. As far as writing goes, I think nowadays I sort of like pour into writing something and then it may come into play in with music later. Sometimes I sit down to write a song, everything formed, but for the most part it's just like I have an idea, I write it down. I am kind of a lyric first person and I like to approach writing with a sense of, do we need more songs? And if we do, let's make sure it's about something important and sort of making sure that we're filling the space with at least something not necessarily new, but something worth remembering about ourselves.
I also saw you have a lot of really cool music videos just going along the creative line. The one that really caught my eye was the music video for Let Go, the one where you're being painted. What was the idea behind that? Like, where did the inspiration come from, and what was that like to film?
It was actually very last minute. I'm always looking for something quick and creative, especially around the time when you're promoting a record. You're thrust into sort of this other creative zone. I think that that song specifically is about letting go of, as you get older, you know, the pressures that you put on yourself to look perfect, to be perfect, and with AI making perfect things, we, as human beings, I think the most beautiful thing you can be is flawed, and I've always sort of revered the flaws that I had and sort of felt like they were my they're kind of like your right of being human. You have, you know, my crooked tooth or my oddly placed wrinkle or, you know, the way that you're, you know, all of these pressures. And so that song in general is about letting go of all of the aesthetics of it and trying to pull yourself perfect. And so I felt like I could bring in a painter friend of mine and I said, just go. And so she... And I brought in a friend of mine who's an amazing cinematographer, and he filmed, and I just thought, stop motion, paint me. There's something really soothing on the internet about watching people paint or watching people landscape or watching people braid hair, watching something get a task getting accomplished. So I just thought, I mean, it was really that simple and really that magical and quick. Because I have children, everything I do creatively is blocked into time. And when I say it's going to take 3 hours, I mean it. So most of the videos that I make have to be done in like 3 or 4 hours.
Well, it turned out to be a pretty awesome video.
Thanks.
Tristan live on WNRN. She's playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Doors are at 7:30. The show starts at 8 p.m. with Kristen Ray Bowden opening up. Tristan, let's get into another song. What would you like to play for us next?
I'll play Skin of Our Teeth.
We were on the run trying to be someone, getting by the skin of our teeth. Dreaming in style, we didn't need the money. We were loving till we fell asleep. On the soft warm bed of the wilderness, living it up on throwaways. Never catch your breath, chasing the elements. You miss the slowly melting rainbow. What do you want? This is it. What do you want? This is it. Never our place to participate in the race. We could be the best lackers. And when we carried the day, not a clean cut mate, but a haul of the closest call. By a purple sky, we've either always tried to stay true to the siren song. What do you want? This is it. What do you want? Thank you. ourselves on a quiet ground. Made of sticks and stones, we stack them up real slow, so tired of running around. And I won't ever be scared to be an ordinary girl in a fake world. I do this for myself, and I won't ever betray your trust by trying to impress you.
Tristan live on WNRN ahead of her show tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Tristan, would you mind introducing who's playing with you today?
I would love to. This is Buddy Hewen on the guitar. And this is Andy Spohr on drums. And Linwood Regensburg on the bass.
So earlier you mentioned that you have kids and that is something that you have to shuffle with also a music career. How does it work to balance the two, and do they have any kind of inspiration on your music as a whole?
I mean, absolutely. It's a completely transformative thing. You become a completely different person. You become who you need to be, and some people are exactly who they need to be when they have children, and some people, like me, have a whole new thing to learn, and I think it's completely transformed me in ways that I don't even truly comprehend. But as far as balancing, I don't try to balance it. You know, I have three M's. When you have become a parent, you become a provider. And so living in a capitalist culture, I have my three M's. I have, and they're in order, mom, money, and music. And so I go in order of that. And it. I also give myself a break. I took years when they were little to really be there, and I have kind of a faith in the suspension of momentum, and I have faith in who I am. And so now I'm, you know, they're a little bit older, and I'm able to show them, hey, this is what I do. And kids like love to see you as a parent doing your thing. And so my kids are actually very supportive of me. My son is tells me he's proud of me, you know, think sweet things like that. So it's incredibly freeing in a way, because you learn that you can't waste a minute. I spent my career figuring out how to own the means of production, meaning I could get from start to finish using, obviously, these amazing musicians, which make my job really fun. But I have like a home studio, a way to work from home. And just because of the external pressures of being able to make things alone, by the time I did have children, I was able to work really quickly. And so although maybe having, I don't know that more time necessarily makes something better, I think I learned to simplify and prioritize in a way that I never imagined possible. And that's kind of what parenthood is. It pushes you to the limits of what you think you're capable of. So.
And you said that your kids are very supportive of you. And any musical interest on their part yet?
Absolutely. We had my son and daughter introduce our show in Nashville, and my son came up three extra times after asking if he could get back up. And he actually he and my daughter, you know, singing, dancing, and so we have a lot of singing and music around the house. It's an informal practicing that happens, and I say there's nothing that prepares you for playing clubs like trying to practice with two kids screaming and vying for your attention. So,
absolutely. I also read, just completely aside from the music, that you also have a love for thrifting. I heard that you have a shop in Nashville. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. Like most modern musicians, we have to find a way to have stability in our lives. And so heading back to my three M's, my money, when I decided to stop touring and take a break, I opened a vintage store in Nashville. It's a vintage collective, and so everybody that works there sells there, and so it's a little bit of more of an interesting take on the capitalist model of selling things. So I collect vintage and antiques, and I have a shop. Everybody works a day and sells there, and since we've opened 8 years ago, we have like five families now that the parents work there, because it's kind of a very nice situation if you're raising children and you want to be present.
Do you have any favorite pieces that, like, vintage pieces that you've thrifted over time, or are you wearing any right now? I've been eyeing your awesome sparkly vest.
My sparkly vest is 1960s. You only find this kind of, like, sequins sparkle in this particular fabric. And this is the 1970s. You can tell by the collar, which is extra sharp and pointy, and it's like a breathable cotton. I would say that in the last week, I came across an early 1900s, just like a very decorative jacket with like in-sewn little mirrors on it. And then another wonderful piece I came across was like a statue of a nude lady about 2 feet tall. So yeah, I'm out there treasure hunting as well.
That is so cool. And anyone listening, you'll have to go to WNRN.org to see pictures of this awesome vest that I'm talking about. Tristan is live on WNRN. She's playing tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Doors are at 7:30. The show is at 8 p.m. with Kristen Ray Bowden opening up. Can we go out with one more song? What would you like to end with?
Sure. I'd love to end with a song called Rose and Thorn. Let's just take it back to the early 1900s with this one. I mean, it was written by me recently, but you'll see.
Oh, what a pain to see the next moment. Oh, what a pain to long for what could be. Twist and bend. Teardrop that evaporates or pushed away by your own hand, a momentary understanding who will guide your guide. Rose and thorn, rose and thorn, and in between a lovely. Obscurely, truly yours, get even, give in, do what you need to do. Maybe you will do it different, maybe you'll be so blunt you do the same dang thing another time. Red flags you'll find to split the good, a momentary understanding. Listen to thank you.
Tristan live on WNRN. You can see her tonight at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall in Charlottesville. Doors are at 7:30. The show starts at 8 p.m. with Kristen Rae Bowden opening up. The new album, Unpopular Music, is out now. Tristan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you to my WNRN colleagues, Jeff on sound, Michaelin on video, Dez on moral support, to the WNRN members and underwriters who support make sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Zoe. Thanks for listening.